Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this article kind of caught my eye in Nature, where they talked about the mental health of PhD researchers. And they say it demands urgent attention. Now, I know a lot of us really don't talk about PhDers. You know, these are the guys that do the research. These are the guys that teach our youth. PhD guys and gals. The PhDs have gone the farthest in their education. And they seem to do a lot of reading. They seem to spend most of their lives in school, lose their youth in school. And going through a PhD program is rough. It could take years. You thought becoming an MD or a DO or a chiropractor or a PA or nurse practitioner or a dentist or oral surgeon is hard. Becoming a PhD is just as hard, if not harder. And so apparently anxiety and depression is rampant. Such that a couple years ago, there was a student suggesting that all universities provide a room for crying time. Quote, crying time. Don't worry, I got opinions on both sides on this one, okay? Okay. Apparently at that time, 29% of the 5,700 surveyed in this one survey a couple years ago said that mental health was a huge concern. Then another study looked at 6,300 graduate students and found that 36% had to seek help for anxiety and depression. In a previous study, they found that 85% of graduate students have some sort of anxiety. Okay, so first, coming from the 90s, okay, coming from medical school, okay, medical school sucks. It's going to be rough. It was for me one of the most difficult times in my life, not because of some of the personal things that happened to me while I was in medical school, but just, I mean, medical school was rough. You know, you get into medical school, and then you need to stay in medical school, and that fear of getting kicked out of medical school was almost on a daily basis. And then you had attendings who would yell at you, or smack you with the instruments, or one stabbed me with the instrument because he was throwing a fit in the middle of the night. And these 36-hour shifts that would very easily go into 37 or 38 hours. And being called every name and, you know, being told that my boobs were blocking the light, you know, and I was like, I don't know what to do with my boobs. I mean, I honestly don't know what to do. And you can't touch your boobs and you can't push them back in the middle of surgery because you're supposed to be sterile. Well, you could. I did. I kind of did this thing, but you really couldn't, you know, yeah. If your nose was itchy or your nose was running, you couldn't wipe it. You can't scratch in medicine. And you sure as hell couldn't cry. Nobody could see you cry. Did I cry in medical school? Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I had the what was me and I had this sucked. And crying is normal. You know, I tell medical students nowadays, you know, if you ever feel like this sucks and you want to cry, that's normal. If you tell me you've never cried, that's not normal. Okay? I mean, it is normal to be frustrated. However, medical school had to be rough for me, how I see it. I don't think I had to be yelled at. I don't think I had to be harassed. I don't think I had to be smacked with the instruments, you know, and, you know, have to constantly be screened for HIV and hepatitis. Luckily, I'm negative, but, you know, I don't think we had to go through that. But when I had to do ER, you know, and urgent care and any code or any shooting or whatever, I had to be ready. It was stressful. And so I feel like that schooling prepared me. But then on the flip side, let's get real. Getting yelled at in school or feeling like if you fail, you're going to lose hundreds of thousands of dollars. Is that really necessary for your field? You know, I mean, we got to go through this boot camp. Okay, and not that I would ever compare it to military. What our military does, God bless them, for what they do is beyond anything I could comprehend. But the reason why we have boot camp in the military and the reason why it's stressful is because enemies are going to make things stressful. And if you can't handle the stress during friendly time or from friendlies, then how the hell are you going to handle it during enemy time or wartime? And so a lot of times this sort of stuff and this sort of behavior and attitude we get in school isn't so much that they're trying to make us stronger, is I think they're trying to weed out the weak. If you graduate a medical student who can't see blood, can't look at blood, well, with the exception of maybe them go, there's not really a lot of fields where you don't have to see blood. You see what I mean? Do they need to be yelled at? Do they need to be harassed? No, they don't. Do they need to be constantly threatened that they're going to lose their position in school? No. And so I think a lot of the stress that these graduate students have can be mitigated. You know, one is have teachers who know how to teach. I can't tell you how many times people are stressed because somebody's in the front of the room and they don't know how the hell to teach the material. And these students are expected to know it and expected to know it to the degree that they could pass a test, yet they were never taught. You know, just because somebody has a doctorate doesn't mean they know how to teach. Some of the best teachers don't have doctorates. So you need somebody that knows how to convey the material to you. So if you aren't, if you're surrounded by people who can't teach or who don't give a damn, it's going to be stressful. But I really want us to be careful as a country wussifying the way we do things. Because how do you run a code? How do you deal with trauma? How do you deal with a mom screaming or a dad saying, you better save my wife, you know, or I'll kill you? How do you deal with that? How do you train for that? And if they make school so kitten gloved that, you know, you're not being trained. Remember, school is training. We're supposed to be trained for the outside world. And a big problem I have in school these days is we don't train our kids. Do any of our young kids know how to fight and defend themselves? Do any of our kids know what to do if there's a shooter? I mean, now we're starting to train them, but we're like, oh, no, we got to be careful because we don't want to traumatize a kid. Screw that. We live in a world where people are getting shot at a Walmart. You got to train the kid. You got to train your kids what to do if they see grandma fall with a heart attack. Do our kids learn CPR? Do our kids learn first aid? No. I don't think any of our kids in school have CPR training. Get them CPR training. Oh, it's so traumatizing if they have to press on someone's chest. Teach them how to save a life. We need to expose people to real life. And the more we try to protect them, true, we need avenues for people to deal with mental health, have cry rooms, that's fine, have, you know, support. But on the other end, don't weenify something so much that, you know, it doesn't mimic real life. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm only going to very, very briefly spend a quick moment on what's going on with the Trump public impeachment hearings. Right now, they're I think this is day one, right? House Intelligence Committee opened up the hearings today. Their plan is to investigate whether Donald Trump and his allies abused his office in an attempt to strong-arm Ukraine into opening an inquiry into his political rival, former Vice President Joe Biden. So, according to CNN, they kind of broke down a little bit of the highlights today. I really think this is a big dog and pony show. I think this is a attempt by the Democrats to, you know, try to have a candidate who they could run against that is labeled as an impeached president. I think the Republicans may actually find this to be very advantageous if the Democrats can't prove that Trump had an impeachable offense. Trump isn't leaving office anytime soon, unless, of course, he gets voted out. So the impeachment has to be, if they do file articles of impeachment, then the Senate has to agree for him to be removed from office, which I don't think is going to happen. So this is really about the Democrats trying to portray Trump as certain as they feel he did wrong. Maybe he did do wrong. Whatever. But I think it's a lot of money. I think it's a lot of time. And this is what's dominating the headlines. So we're being told here that Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff's opening statement had a clear message. And he said that these hearings are not about Trump. They're about how the presidency functions and should function within our democracy and about the checks and balances between the legislative and executive branches built into the Constitution. He says our answer to these questions will affect not only the future of his presidency, but the future of the presidency itself, and what kind of conduct or misconduct the American people may come to expect from their commander-in-chief. He also cited the Trump administration's refusal to allow its senior officials to testify before Congress. Schiff said such a move is not what the founders intended. The prospect for further corruption, he says, and abuse of power in this administration or another will be exponentially increased. So in closing, he asked, is that what Americans should now expect from the president? If this is not impeachable conduct, what is? He claims, does the oath of office itself, requiring that our laws be faithfully executed, that our president defend a constitution that balances the powers of its branches, setting ambition against ambition so that we become no monarchy, still have meaning? All right. So, Nunes, California Rep. Devin Nunes, is the highest-ranking Republican on the Intelligence Committee. He called the hearings a pitiful finale to Democratic attempts to overturn the results of the 2016 election. He described the closed-door testimony offered by the Ukraine witnesses as a cult-like atmosphere. He suggested that the whistleblower was known to have a bias against President Trump. He calls this an impeachment sham, calls the proceedings a star chamber, and he dismissed the investigation, they said, as a low-rent Ukrainian sequel to the Mueller investigation. Now, I'm not going to go through all the other, you know, little bits and pieces that have happened, but this is going to go on for a long time, all right? Republicans are right now questioning diplomats. As we've seen with these hearings, nothing really comes from them except a lot of waste of time, okay? I mean, we have seen hearings on so many things, and we're like, look at what happened with the FBI and Comey and the Hillary Clinton emails, and nothing happens as far as I'm concerned, you know? But they had to do it, and they had to make an attempt, and my guess is the Democrats, no matter what evidence is going to come forth, they are going to file the articles of impeachment so that Trump has that for history on his name. Funny thing is, from what I'm understanding, a lot of people don't care. You know, personally, I don't want to see any administration violate the Constitution. I didn't want to see it with Obama. I didn't want to see it with Clinton. Didn't want to see it with Bush. Didn't want to see it with Trump. I don't want to see the Constitution violated. That's all interpretation, unfortunately. And it's, you know, Trump is the type of president that doesn't really give a crap about what people think. Maybe that makes him a good president. Maybe it puts him at risk of being impeached. I don't know. You know? But I'm a little nervous, because things are going pretty smoothly right now. I want us to have a persona of don't screw with me. I'm dying to see how America reacts to the Mormons being killed in New Mexico last week. I'm dying to see what our response is. I think our response needs to be strong. I think our response needs to be forceful. You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. I know that's what Trump wanted to do. I'm not saying we have to go to war with the cartel today, but I would like to see us, under a Trump administration, show our grit, show our guts. I think we do have to have a strong showing that, you cannot be killing our own. You can't be killing innocent people. We don't tolerate that. But you touched one of ours? Are you kidding me? Kids, women, children, innocent people? Oh, hell no. So, I'm kind of more for a president that says, look, you don't mess with us. We're going to follow the Constitution. We're going to get this country back on its, you know, back in shape. And we're going to not fall into another deep, crappy recession. But Trump hasn't been the most ideal president. I'll admit that. I mean, we still didn't fix health care. I think he did the best he could. But I really don't want to see any more money or time wasted if this ends up to be a complete witch hunt. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And other news isn't getting covered. Like this, we got an Ebola vaccine. I think that's pretty damn cool. The European Medicines Agency has approved a vaccine for the deadly Ebola virus. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Why isn't this making news? The vaccine has already been administered to hundreds of thousands of people in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And the decision by the European Medicines Agency to allow Merck, U.S. pharmaceutical company, to market its vaccine means the product can now be stockpiled and then distributed more widely, especially in Africa. They say in 2015, Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, a global health partnership that funds vaccine supplies in low-income countries, told Ebola vaccine manufacturers that it would commit to purchasing vaccines once they had been approved by a stringent health authority such as the EMA. So having this kind of seal of approval gives this vaccine huge potential and allows people to get it. And, you know, there will now be money for that. See, it takes money. It takes money. And NPR had published a piece on how we aren't having a lot of new drugs coming down the pipeline when it comes to antibiotic resistance. They say 5 years ago, Mary Millard went to the hospital for heart surgery. A contaminated medical instrument gave her an infection. Her heart struggled, her lungs struggled, kidneys started to fail because she went to septic shock. She caught Pseudomonas. It's a very virulent superbug. She's 60 years old, and Pseudomonas is a lot of times very resistant. So her doctor prescribed one of the most powerful antibiotics available, but there was no other backup. And basically, it was a wait and see. Now, from what we understand, it worked, but she is one of 2 million Americans who have been infected with a superbug. And tens of thousands die each year because our antibiotics aren't good enough. So this week, the CDC is expected to publish a major new report updating those numbers and providing a progress report about efforts to combat antibiotic resistance. But we just don't have a lot of pharmaceutical companies ready to jump on the bandwagon. Not after the ACA. Not after this big push for, you know, most drugs to be generic. You know, these companies lost a crap load of money when insurance companies stopped covering brand names. So that extra money helps fuel the funding for these new drugs. True, if we did have a new superbug, we probably wouldn't have to be worried about the brand versus generic. I'm sure if we need it, we could get insurance companies to pay for it. But there's no guarantee. And you want a company to spend millions and millions of dollars to start researching and developing a drug? Where's their other money coming in? Once a medicine goes generic, they don't get a piece of that unless they own a generic company. So, you know, many doctors are saying, well, do we really need to do this, you know, this arms race when it comes to antibiotics and bugs? Maybe we need to find other, you know, ways to kill bacteria. Silver, lasers, UV light. You know, but again, who is doing the studies? Who's going to make money? Whoever's going to make money from the study is the one that's going to be coming up with the newest and the latest. And if there's no incentive, we're screwed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the House Intelligence Committee continues their first public hearings in the impeachment probe against President Donald Trump, Ambassador Nikki Haley tells USA Radio News,
in a time where we want to make sure jobs and the economy keep moving, I wish Congress was in there working on the U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade agreement that we have to get done, soon. I wish they were working on our debt and our deficit, which in a good economy we shouldn't have. I wish they were working on mending the country by getting in there and dealing with illegal immigration.
As far as what's going on at the hearing, acting U.S.-Ukraine Ambassador Bill Taylor says he believes security assistance is important without any restrictions.
Withholding security assistance in exchange for help with a domestic political campaign in the United States would be crazy. I believed that then, and I believe it now.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
maybe. Dr. Dolly, so thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, my kid used to hiccup when he was in my tummy. Okay, well, I tell my kids they're in their tummy. I don't really explain the whole vagina-uterus thing. But I go, when you were in my tummy, you used to have the hiccups. He's like, oh, really, Mommy? I'm like, yeah, they... Well, he doesn't talk to me like that. And I was like, Mom. It really freaks me out when my kids talk to me with a voice deeper than my husband. Yeah, because he's like, Mom, Mom. You know, boys would have really high-pitched voices. And then all of a sudden, they go from a 10 or 2 to a 10 or 22. And it's like, Mom. And it's like scary. I told you guys, oh my gosh, it was funny. I told my son to call my mom, you know, call grandma and tell her, you know, we're going to meet her or whatever. And so he calls and I guess she picks up the phone and my son mumbles. So it's like, oh, hi, hi, it's me. And you could start hearing her panic, you know, and he's like, oh, it's me, son. She can't understand a word he says because he's mumbling. And it's a real deep testosterone voice. And I'm like, no, it's him. It's him. He went to puberty. Okay, he's got a deep voice. It's okay. She was all freaking out that the strange man. One of them had come out of the shower. And they had used my shower. I told you guys this years ago. Oh, my gosh. I'm just putting on makeup. And, you know, I wouldn't mind if the kids went into our shower. We had a shower kind of built like a cave. So it was a, it was cooler for them. It was bigger than their other shower. And I didn't mind if they used our shower because, you know, then I knew at least they were using soap. And then, God forbid, they fell. I would know about it. So they run in and out of the shower, and they're young little boys, whatever, running around. And I guess one of them started to go through the change before I even expected it. So I just put on makeup, and all of a sudden, I'm looking at my mirror, and into view, right, is part of his body that had gone through a change, and I scream. I scream for my husband that there's somebody in the house, right? He runs and gets the gun. The other brother's like, shoot him. And the other one's like, well, Mom, I need a towel. Do you have a towel? I'm like, oh my gosh, why didn't you tell me you went through puberty? Cover that up. What, Mom? I've always been like this. No, you haven't always been like this, okay? You went from, like, nothing to, like, needing a barber overnight. No, just, oh my gosh, towel. Okay, and I'm sure the parent police are like, well, that's, you know, not the way you parent. You don't want the kids feeling embarrassed about going through puberty or whatever. I'm like, no, they need a towel. Get a towel. I can ask that. How much nakedness should be in the family? In my family, nobody saw each other naked. I remember walking into my daddy peeing. You know, it's like, oh, sorry. You know, that would scare me. But then again, I mean, we had really, really strict parents. I thought I'd get in trouble if I accidentally saw something I shouldn't. So, same thing. I mean, we would get dressed very quickly. You know, not leave the bathroom until we were completely dressed. So we brought all our clothes to the bathroom. I still do that. I bring all my clothes into the bathroom and change. So I don't have to get out of the bathroom. I just do that. Okay? Then my kids, I have boys. So you have boys, and they just like to run around, and they, you know, they really like to run around without their diapers. And I was like, oh, you got to get the diaper on. But we were having some trouble potty training. And my friend said, keep the diaper off. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, keep the diaper off. It's going to help with potty training. And I'm like, but aren't they going to, like, get it caught in a door or something? She's like, no, trust me, it works. So the kids were potty trained within 48 hours of doing the no diaper thing. It's kind of a trick I had to learn, not in medical school, but by other moms. Because the kids didn't want to potty on themselves. See, with the diaper, they were used to doing that. But because they didn't have a diaper, they're like, wait a second, if I got to go, I don't want to get it on myself, I got to go to the potty. And they were potty trained immediately. I almost wish I would have thought of it sooner. So what I didn't realize, though, was with every good, there's a bad. And then the kids are like, I kind of like, you know, not having always have clothes on. And so they like to run around in underwear. That's just what they do. Now, my husband isn't like that. My husband likes to wear more clothes. He doesn't like to walk around in his underwear too much or whatever. But the boys love it. They love, you know, like, I don't care what. And it's because, you know, we get the boxer briefs. So the boxer briefs are like shorts. And I wear the boxer briefs. So boxer briefs aren't really considered underwear. But when I get asked, should kids not, you know, when should kids have clothes on? When should kids not see their parents naked or whatever? It's really up to you on when it feels, you know, irregular. Now, a lot of us saw the Joker movie. And in that Joker movie, he was actually bathing his mom. Now, we don't know if that was all in his head or not. There's some debate on whether the whole movie was in their head or not. But that, I think, no. I don't think you necessarily need to give your mom a bath, okay? All right. And don't tell me ever in the movie for you. The movie was already out for a while. However, when you have to take care of a parent, you are going to have to take care of them, you know? I mean, I don't have daughters, you know? Hopefully, I never need my kids to have, you know, take care of me like that. But, you know, sometimes stuff happens. So my suggestion to everybody is you don't stigmatize, you know, nudity and it being bad and it being sexual or all that. But there's, you know, appropriateness. You get out of the shower, you get out of the toilet, you put on your pants. You know, keep things covered, you know. But if you have an issue and you need mommy to see it or daddy to see it, you show us. If you think you have a lump on your testicle, you better show somebody. Even if you don't want to show us, you show your doctor. That's what I would tell patients. I go, look, you know, if you got a lump down there and, you know, that's new, you tell dad. If you don't want to tell dad, tell mom. If you don't want to tell mom, tell brother. If you don't want to tell brother, tell me. But you got to tell somebody. You know, this is your body. I mean, just because, you know, we cover our nakedness because the Bible tells us to doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, nature gives a damn about, you know, jeans, Levi's, Buttonfly 501 Blues, you know, the body. Remember those commercials? Levi's, Buttonfly 501 Blues. Anyway, nature doesn't care about that. Same thing with a breast lump. Check if you have a lump. A lot of people are so worried about being naked, they won't even check themselves. Check yourself. You got a mole? You got something on your tushy? Have somebody look at your tushy. It's your body. It's okay. You know, I don't know if I'd have my kids look at my butt, but, you know, have somebody that you trust. So going back to hiccups. So my kid used to hiccup a lot when he was a fetus. And people want to know why there's so many hiccups. So a study led by University College London, researchers looked at 13 newborn babies, and they found that hiccuping triggered a large wave of brain signals which could aid in their development. Lorenzi Fabrizi, the study's senior author, said in a statement that this brain activity might help babies learn how to monitor their breathing muscles, eventually leading to an ability to control breathing voluntarily. He said, when we were born, the circuits which process body sensations are not fully developed, so the establishment of such networks is a crucial development milestone for newborns. So they looked at babies who were preterm and full-term, ranging from 30 to 42 weeks gestation, and that would kind of be the, you know, final trimester of pregnancy. And they found that fetuses and newborn infants often hiccup. And they saw it as early as 9 weeks into pregnancy. 9 weeks into pregnancy, these little babies would start hiccuping. And then those born at least 3 weeks premature, they would spend approximately 15 minutes hiccuping every day. So they put little electrodes on the scalp so these preterm and full-term newborns doesn't hurt. And they found that the contractions in the baby's diaphragm caused that hiccup, produced 3 brain waves. And they believe that the 3rd brain wave may be able to link the hic sound of the hiccup to the physical contraction that they feel. And they think this contraction is kind of big, and it's supposed to be good for the developing brain because it gives the brain a boost of input. I'm not entirely, you know, convinced that hiccups are good because, I mean, you can't eat when you hiccup. It interrupts your breathing. I don't know if it messes with a heartbeat. I'm not a big fan of it. But they're trying to tell us not the biggest thing, you know? They also have theorized that the baby kicks in the womb may help it create a mental map of its own body, where when the baby kicks, the sonar of that helps the baby understand its baby shape. That's interesting. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Okay, sorry. I am having a little bit of a cow right now. I hear that Colin Kaepernick is auditioning this Saturday. And some teams are going to be checking him out. And there's been some rumors that the Dallas Cowboys, I love Dak Prescott. They better not be thinking about that. So Colin Kaepernick, as you know, left the NFL. He's been out of the league since 2016. He kind of made famous the kneeling during the national anthem. And it took a turn to where multiple other players would. And the NFL had to deal with one of their biggest PR nightmares they've ever had. How do you approach, one, freedom of speech, but two, this is America's you know, sport, do you let your players, what's a good word for this, disrespect the national anthem? And it put the NFL in a very, very tight spot. So Colin Kaepernick basically getting cut from the 49ers, and from what I understand, the 49ers had years and years of losses. Now they're 8-1 with Garoppolo at the helm. And Jimmy is, he's gorgeous, and he's a pretty good quarterback. He's pretty good. So the 49ers did well not having Kaepernick. But the former Pro Bowl quarterback, I guess, just posted on Twitter that I'm just getting word from my representatives that the NFL league office reached out to them about a workout in Atlanta on Saturday. I've been in shape and ready for this for 3 years. Can't wait to see the head coaches and GMs on Saturday. Now, the NFL hasn't confirmed his workout details, but from what we understand, all 32 teams have been invited to watch Kaepernick. And he's given a two-hour window to accept the invitation. Was denied a request to schedule the tryout on a Tuesday or another Saturday. And I guess it was just out of the blue saying, we're going to give you a shot. His representatives have asked the league to provide a rolling list of teams that plan to attend the workout to ensure it's a legitimate process, according to the person who spoke on anonymity. Now, why is this important? For those of you that aren't into football, you know, why does it matter? Well, you know, we were talking about the whole Antonio Brown, you know, meeting with the NFL and the sexual harassment and the sexual assault charges. Football has a very unique role in our society. And football needs to have a very pristine sort of Disneyland reputation. It doesn't. Okay? With, what was it, Vic and the dog fights, and the NFL has had its share of drama when players would get in trouble or get arrested, or what we saw with the CTE and, oh my gosh, I can't think of the football player that was the Patriot lineman or linebacker that was just committed suicide in jail, Alex Rodriguez. You know, with CTE, and so the NFL, and then of course the Deflategate, and okay, so Patriots have definitely had a lot of drama, but the NFL does not like bad PR. Football makes money, it makes money, it makes a lot of people money. We have in Las Vegas the Raiders coming. Whether you're into football or not, you are going to be in bed with football, because that Raiders stadium and those Raiders fans coming into our city means we have a whole new industry. And that's money coming in. That means we better have stores, we better have lodging, we better have food, we better have medical facilities. When thousands upon thousands of people come into your, you know, neck of the woods for a game, that's some serious stuff. So football is a huge, huge industry. And so we from the outside kind of watch and see how the NFL approaches certain political hot topics. Me Too movement, assault, harassment. You know, if Antonio Brown is actually found innocent, where he didn't assault her, it was consensual, what is the NFL going to do? Now, the NFL by no means should be a barometer for how society reacts, but, you know, they need to be very careful of saying you're guilty until proven innocent. Although, in a way, that's kind of what happened with Antonio Brown. Right now, he's guilty until proven innocent. Now, but he wasn't kicked off teams because so much of that. It was, there were issues and maybe personality changes. But in terms of the Patriots, they let him go after a game. Patriots didn't want any more drama. So the NFL, like any other institution, does what other companies do. If it's too much drama, if we think we're going to be liable, we're going to stay out of it. And that kind of pervades this guilty until proven innocent. You know? And it almost implies that he might be guilty. If a team, who you would think has all the means and money to do the research, would just let somebody go right away, even though they probably didn't, you know, they didn't use their legal, you know, they didn't go that far with that. But it kind of gives the idea that, okay, you did something wrong. Whenever somebody is let go of their job before they've had their hearing, it just, you know, makes people think that maybe they're guilty. So here we have Colin Kaepernick, who decided to, you know, make it kind of, you know, and he might have not been the original one. We hear there were other players that used to kneel with the national anthem, but he made it famous. And so the NFL taking him back, and if he decides to kneel again and, you know, disrespect the national anthem, you know, or disrespect America. See, when you kneel during the national anthem, all right, whether you are kneeling for police brutality or for underserved, you know, people's rights or, you know, whatever politically, that there's, as far as I'm concerned, there are other ways throughout the game that you could show your support for a political cause. If you really want to kneel, then why don't you kneel in the middle of the game? Kneel in the middle of a drive, a successful drive. If you really want to make a point and you really feel strongly about something, then in the middle of a successful drive where you're getting great yardage, stop and kneel. But why during the national anthem? To me, that means you don't like America. And you aren't American. Well, then why are you playing America's sport? So it'll be really, really interesting to see if they say there's five teams that might be looking at him. One is the Chicago Bears. The Chicago Bears have lost five out of the last six games. They have great defense. The Bear defense is fantastic. But Mitch Trubisky is struggling. Chicago Bears may be looking at him. They also say Cincinnati Bengals may be looking at him. They benched Andy Dalton last week, gave rookie Finley a shot. He did okay. Fumbled, interception, not so good. Bengals may be really hurting for a quarterback. They say the New England Patriots, get this. I don't see why. I really doubt the Patriots would grab Kaepernick. They do not need any drama. And we don't really think Tom Brady is quitting. I wouldn't be surprised if he does. I think some days I see him think about it, but, you know, when he gets sacked. But his contract is structured to void in March. So there might be an opening on the Patriots. Carolina Panthers, some people think Cam Newton's time as a Panther is to end, although he took them to the Super Bowl years back. But and then Dallas Cowboys. If they even think about replacing Dak Prescott, I'd have a huge problem with that. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you suck your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.